Queen and the Days of Our Lives on Chester's D106.3. It's Mike James in the afternoon on this gorgeous sunny day. VIP guests in the studio today from Salon V. Now, we have with us Jane Byrne, who's the art director for Salon V, and Emma Davis, who's the manageress of the Tatton Hall Salon V. So, ladies, welcome to the show. What a gorgeous day.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Jane, just to come to you first of all, you're responsible for the training and the style trends and so on. So tell us more about it.
We like to keep everybody up to date, so all our girls are fully qualified with the up-to-the-minute techniques.
Mm-hmm.
We just recently had a training course on wall, which is quite unique to us, and lots of different techniques that all the girls have been enjoying.
Because I suppose, you know, people don't realise the sort of work that goes in to being a hairdresser. There's so many, there's colours, there's types of cuts, and you've got to get it right. I mean, there's no margin for error, is there, I guess?
No, because each person's individual. Everybody wants something different.
Okay. Why the name Salon V?
We wanted a corporate image, and we thought about why people come into the salon and what they talk to us about, which is their lives and family commitments and stuff. And we just thought, well, Salon V is a perfect name.
Because French for life.
People, oh, that's really...
Well, yeah.
People, I guess people share all their, I wouldn't say secrets, but share their lives with you, don't you? Almost become part of the fabric of their lives. And, you know, a trip to the hairdressers can be as therapeutic as, I guess, anything else.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So what makes Salon V different, then? Tell us why your salon is different, would you say?
I think just because we're so passionate, all our stylists absolutely love hairdressing. Each person is an individual client to us. It's never just a cut.
Right.
Never the same thing.
They get a full consultation.
Yeah.
With visual images, so you know exactly what you're going to come out with. And if you're having a colour, we like to go with your skin tone, eye colour, and your personality as well.
Yeah, we don't like to put people on a conveyor belt, which some salons do.
Well, I fell off on those ones. A terrible experience. I'm pulling your leg, don't worry. But no, it's a good thing to be involved in, isn't it, really, overall, the hairdressing side? Excuse me. Tell us more about how you got involved in the first place.
I've been a hairdresser in Nantwich for quite some years now, and Emma's worked with me since she was 15, and we wanted to expand, and we found this perfect place in Tatton Hall, idyllic location, not far from Chester Town Centre, and Emma wanted a challenge.
Was it a challenge?
It was, yes, because it wasn't a salon before, but we've built up the respect of our clients now, which is great.
Yes.
We've got free parking for people.
It's handy, isn't it? So this is in the high street, then?
Yes.
Yeah, right, in the centre opposite the Indian.
Useful.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
It's just a beautiful village, and people are really nice.
An interesting building, too. Tell us more about the building itself.
It goes back a long, many, many years ago when it was a private school for the Church of England, and it was for waifs and strays.
Really?
Yeah.
Gracious me. Okay, well, listen, we're going to talk more shortly because we're going to hopefully see if there's anything to do with my hair, because I do have a bit of an unusual style.
Definitely.
It has been criticised in the past by people for being a little bit old-fashioned. I don't know what I mean by that. Would you say my hairstyle's old-fashioned?
Yeah. Just a little
bit.
You could have broken it a little more gently than that, surely. This has taken years. You've been assessing me while I've been talking, I don't know. Okay, we'll talk more with the ladies just shortly. That's Emma and Jane with us from Salon V today in Tatton Hall. And find out shortly if they can do anything with me, and if so, what? You from Taylor Swift, Teardrops on My Guitar. I really like it. It's D106.3. It's a gorgeous afternoon. We have two lovely ladies here to join us today from Salon V. We have Emma and Jane. Ladies, let's talk serious stuff at the moment, because you did mention that you've been sussing me out. You've kind of assessed me in terms of hair. And you've come up with the unmissable fact that it's a bit old-fashioned. What can you do for me? What would you suggest?
Well, Mike,
apart from a bald,
without talking to you, obviously, we think that our new technique, what we learnt on the course, would suit you, and it's called flick and smack.
Flick and smack. I'm getting to like this already. I think I might like this. Yeah, go on.
Basically, to sum it up, what it does is you can keep all the length on your hair, but it puts in lots of texture.
Right.
We change the heads on our clippers, and we can do it on long hair, short hair, ladies, gents, all sorts, and it will suit all hair types.
Because my hair's quite thick. It grows very quickly, and it's like a big bush, isn't
it? It'll reduce that, though. So that you can actually get a lot more texture, and if you want to keep the length, you can.
I mean, my hair, for those of you, and obviously it's radio, you can't see me, for those of you who haven't seen me before, if you think of that bloke, Fellaini, that plays for Everton, it's a bit like that. The big afro, it's not as bad as that, but it's quite thick. So you can do something with this. I'm going to along for this. Yeah. I'm going to have this done. I will pop along, and you can do what you will with me. I saw something on your list of bits and pieces here. I've got current trends in hairdressing. Now, it mentions here somewhere, where is it? Oh, yeah, nice, soft, minky pink blondes. Would that be me?
I don't think that'll suit you, Mike.
Minky pink.
It's a bit risky.
I don't want to go minky pink, do I? No, okay. So, just tell us about one or two other trends that are happening in hairdressing right now.
Lots of movement is going on with long hair. We tend to be blow-drying and putting rollers back in, so you get a nice soft movement to long hair.
Okay.
Bobs, they never go out, but they have a bit more of a modern twist, maybe with a geometric shape to them. Lots of texture. And then again, you know, girls won't leave their hair straighteners alone. So,
the flat
iron look is still in, I'm afraid.
Well, is that something you're not so keen on?
It's nice to do something different. Yeah. And I think there's so many lovely, beautiful styles out there. It'd be nice to get away from the flat iron look.
Okay, well, let's move to next week on The Breakfast Show, because that's what we're here to talk about, really, is the fact that you have a fantastic competition, which you're launching with us next week. On The Breakfast Show with Gavin and Irene, more Irene than Gavin, I have to say, really, you're giving us a chance, or our listeners a chance, to win a full makeover.
That's right.
Now, it's not just a makeover, there's also some hair treatments as well involved in this.
Yes. You have to answer a few questions and let us know why you are the winner.
Okay.
Of our competition. You get £500 worth of hairdressing services for you to use on whatever you like. And you'll get a makeover on the morning with Irene, and our beautician from Nantwich will come over and do a full face makeup for you.
Fantastic.
That's really fantastic.
So that's on The Breakfast Show from next week, from next Monday. And Irene will be doing it alongside as well. So you'll be sort of making up Irene as well. And well, I think it's a competition between me and Irene, personally. Now I'm thinking about this. No, because, you know, she looks the best.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be you, Mike.
Yeah, I think it should be. Yeah, Minky Blonde, that'll be me. Listen, that's fantastic. Thanks for joining us today, ladies, Emma and Jane. Good luck with Salon V. I shall make arrangements to pop in tomorrow or Thursday. I'll have my hair done. Maybe I'll put some pictures on the internet. On our website, we can have a look at it. It won't be on YouTube or anything like that, but it'll be all right. So it'll be on our website this coming week. And we'll look forward to the competition next Monday through Friday, a chance to win that fabulous makeover. Irene's doing it as well. And £500 worth of hair treatments on offer. That's all on D106.3, courtesy of Salon V. Thank you, Emma. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you.
And you're back to do the old chopping now, are you?
Yes, we are.
Chopping. See, I know the technical term for hairdressers. The old chopping. Right, we'll move on. Thanks for your time today. Take care. Adele, Chasing Pavements on Chester's D106.3. Right then, we need to look at the Career Link. Once again, thanks to my guest today, to Emma and Jane, who popped in from Salon V. I'm going there. I'm going to have my hair cut. Little do they know what they're in for, but I'll give them a chance.
Chester's D106.3 Career Link.
I don't want to come out minky pink, though. I've decided against that. Project workers needed in Chester.